Motors 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Greg Pancake Hill, producer of Wisconsin's Morning News, has Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line, but we're having some audio issues. Where are we at, Pancake?
I think there might be too much champagne on his phone.
Oh, no.
Hold on. My phone's ringing, if you can hear that. Let's see if this is.
All right. Well, it looks like we'll probably get him. Matt is very prompt, so I would expect.
He gets on base a lot, Rocco. Do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Everybody knows where I got that from, right? That's Moneyball.
Moneyball.
Right?
Ask him. Very good book. Much better book than
the
movie. But
book is, are you that guy?
Yes,
book's
I
better
am.
Than the movie.
I am. In this case, I am.
Looking back at Pancake. We got him or no? All right. Matt Arnold, our guest this morning on Brewers 360. Sorry about that, Matt. Pancake suggested that perhaps the phone is still doused in champagne and not operating properly. Is there any truth to that possibility?
There's actually a lot of truth to that. So my phone actually completely died during the celebration the other night. So I spent all morning yesterday at the Verizon store. And so, yeah, I'm still working through this new phone, and I couldn't hear anything when I was talking to Greg earlier. So still working through it.
Getting a new phone is a hassle any day, but like not probably a good time for you to be out of the office for a period.
Oh, I mean, if we're celebrating, I'll spend all day at the Verizon store. I mean, I don't.
Right.
I'm good with it. That's definitely worth the trade off. But yeah, it wasn't the best use of my time, but it's definitely worth it.
So many questions, and we want so many details. Walk us through the night. What happened? We saw you get sprayed. We saw that you got sprayed without goggles on. How late did it go? Who is the last person standing? Give us some juice.
Man, I mean, I kind of blacked out there for a little bit, honestly. I was standing in the food room there with Wade Miley. I think Peguero was in there. We had Jesse Winker, and we were just kind of watching the end of the game, you know, and guys were still kind of coming in and out. And then that game ended, and then all of a sudden it was just sort of, it was pandemonium, you know, and then guys were going nuts. You know, came inside and then just everything was just happened so fast. I mean, the guys were so fired up. You know, we went nuts there for a little bit, went out to the field. You know, it was just, you know, one thing after another, and then stayed late. And then I know that the carpet is in bad shape is what I can tell you. But again, totally worth it.
Yeah, and the celebration was both in the clubhouse, and I liked, you know, our Greg Matzik was in there with you guys, and, you know, himself also getting the champagne bath and all that. And he talked about how guys kind of went back and forth from the clubhouse, and then a couple guys were like, hey, fans are still here.
Yeah.
We should go out there and be with the fans, and what a special moment. And what a great heads-up thing from those guys to take it outside the clubhouse, outside that immediate family, and share that moment with the fans who hung around.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, I think it was Craig that cut off the music and said, hey, let's go outside and see the fans. I mean, that
nice.
Was, you know, that was just a really cool thing, you know, and we were, I mean, it was hard to hear. It was hard to coordinate that kind of thing. That's probably the only, Craig's probably the only guy that could pull that off, you know, and where it's just kind of like music stops, but it was the right thing to do. You know, it was awesome, and everyone was like, heck yeah. And so they just made sure we couldn't bring any beer out there. So, you know, we just had to take a little break for a minute and go outside, and we had a blast out there, and just seeing everybody was, I mean, just how many people were still there was awesome.
So when was the lineup put together? Levering told us yesterday that around midnight, someone said, okay, here's a lineup for tomorrow. So here's who's playing, here's who's not.
Yeah. I mean, we were actually in, I was soaked in Craig's office, and he was working on the lineup, and we were working on a roster move for yesterday. So, you know, we have work to do, you know, so you can celebrate as hard as you want, but you just got to make sure you get the job done. And so that was a cool part of you know, little things like that is what makes, you know, Craig and our group so special, just continuing to work hard no matter what the situation.
In terms of the work to do, Matt, so as you look at these next several games here, one more against the Cardinals and then three to finish the season against the Chicago Cubs. No matter what lineup you send out there, guys are still going to try to hit the ball. Guys are still going to try to field the ball. So this whole idea of like, well, we're not going to try real hard or we're going to take the foot off the gas, I feel like that kind of doesn't apply to a degree. However, you know, how do you see Craig managing these last few games down the stretch in terms of who gets rest and who's going to be out there?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think, you know, he's going to try to, I think, rest guys responsibly, but you're right. I mean, we can't take our foot off the gas. I mean, I just think that's not going to be a good way to get into the playoffs and try to go deep. And so, you know, I think we're all of the mind that we got to just keep the engine, you know, idling. I think this is maybe some kind of pit stop for a handful of guys, but we got to be ready to sprint in game one.
You know, every Brewers fan that goes to the game this weekend would love to see you knock Chicago Cubs players from being able to make the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I have no problem with that either. But you know, we're not really focused on who we're going to play. You know, we're certainly going to be prepared for it. You know, whether it's any of these guys, I just hope it's close for those guys, and they're going to have to compete. And like you said, you know, even if it's, you know, guys that don't play regularly for us necessarily, they're going to be guys that are out there competing, and we're going to try to win all these games.
Craig said it. How many more of these celebrations do we have to go? 4 more. I hope that's the case. Matt, great to catch up with you.
Congratulations,
man.
Likewise. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
And Brewers and Cardinals, once again, 3:10 is the first pitch today at American Family Field. Mark Tauscher joins us next on Wisconsin's Morning News.